It's still early, but do you have any more clarity at all about what you have there at your position and what you have moving forward?
No, I tell you, you know, you look at these young guys and you're still trying to make sure you figure out who's going to be the leader, who's going to be able to stand back and make the calls and make the adjustments that we need on game day. And so when you, you know, you pull your eyes back and you look at it from a depth perspective, we have, you know, rookies on the field. I mean, the one guy that we have that's a veteran is Jeremy Miles. And Jeremy just came to us, of course, from Baltimore. And but as far as clarity is who's going to be the starters right now it's still wide open.
How much would you figure that would kind of take to develop organically?
You know what? We're going to have to get into some preseason games because, you know, the question was asked is how long will it take for us to figure that out? I think, in my opinion, when you look at the practices, it's great going against our guys every day. But once you go into the preseason games and you're able to play against opponents and you're able to go against other offenses that are playing against our first defense, you'll be able to roll some guys in and out, and then it'll hopefully clear up right away.
Does that become next week in Cincinnati? I mean, I know it seems a long way,
yeah.
Does that help accelerate the process?
It does. It does. Always when you're going against an opponent, just as he said, next week when we go up to Cincinnati, that's going to be a great eye-opener for a lot of these young guys, you know, that have never played in the NFL, such as Landon Collins and, you know, Mikael Thompson. So once you go against an opponent again, it's going to clear up a lot of things. And not only just the first preseason game, you know, you go into the second, and then hopefully by the time you roll into that second preseason game, going into the third for sure, hopefully you'll have this thing solidified.
This early in camp, David, how important was it to have Miles here, not only because he's a veteran with some of your young safeties, but because of the Spanish system?
Yeah.
Is he kind of almost like a coach in a way?
He is, but you know what? It's different. And I heard the young man say yesterday, he said, "Coach, this defense is different because we're not Baltimore." And the thing is that some of the things they did in Baltimore, and Coach Spags will be able to talk about that, it is different because Spags wasn't the coordinator. And so when you look at the defense that they ran in Baltimore, it's a completely different defense that we're running here. So for Jeremy, some of the techniques, he understands some of the words, some of the lingo, but as far as overall package, it is completely different.
Coach, you said in the spring that you were kind of looking for which guys work well together.
Yep.
Are you starting to get any clarity on pairings or any
of
that?
You know, again, today, for instance, I am going to throw in, you're talking, Bennett Jackson is going to be out there with the ones, and then I'm going to try Mikael Thompson out with the ones. And the thing is that when you look at these linebackers and the corners, they need to feel comfortable about who's going to be back making the calls. And so there's no one that has a job that is just walking here and say, hey, this is your starting job. You know, even although a lot of people want to put it on Landon Collins, but right now there is no clarity. I still recall the days of Kenny Phillips when he was a first-round draft pick. And Kenny Phillips had to come in here and had to fight and try to get on the field. And as we all that was here understand that you had Michael Johnson and James Butler, a free agent and a seventh-round pick that started that entire season. And so I'm still looking for the chemistry, and hopefully that will kind of iron itself out over the next few weeks.
Do you need to, when you look at that, do you just look at chemistry or do you look at abilities and sort of being able to balance each other on the field, or you just look at guys that play well together?
I'm going to look at guys. Of course, you have to look at their abilities, but at the same time, I can have a guy who's out there big, strong, and fast, but if he's making mental errors, that's going to kill you, versus a guy who may be a little less athletic and who can go out there and make the calls and put himself in the right position. And again, my greatest example is the one that I just gave. You're talking Kenny Phillips by far was a better athlete than James Butler and Michael Johnson. But when it came to chemistry, who was going to be out there on the field meshing this defense and the guys feel confidence in, it goes back to two guys working together and therefore being on the same stream, being on the same accord. And so that's my greatest example that I draw on as a coach from my own experience.
Do you ask the linebackers in the corners about who they're comfortable with?
No, I don't. The corners just go over and just listen to the call. As far as the linebackers, again, as a former linebacker, you know, I don't, you know, try to bother those guys because they have enough on their plate trying to get the defense and trying to get the front. They just need to make sure that we control the rotation and control what coverage we're going to be in. So I don't ask them.
What has Bennett Jackson shown you? Obviously, he was out here in the spring a lot.
Yeah.
What do you like?
You know, Bennett, this kid, when he sees the ball, simple. see ball, get ball. That kid sees the ball, he goes and get the ball. And so this kid's ability to put his toe in the ground and go and burst out of his break, and you guys see it out here, and he's able to make plays. He's making production, and production, as Spags has said over and over, production is at the ball. And this kid is able to get his hands on a couple of balls and passes already here, you know, by far more than any other safety I've had in camp so far. And so when you see this kid doing those things, and I've told them all, I said, look, the relentless meter and what we preach as far as running to the ball, guys, you have to handle that. I can sit up here and I can try to come out here in a skirt and be your cheerleader and pump you up, let's run to the ball. But eventually that has to come from within inside of you. And Bennett Jackson is one of those guys who's a self-starter, and he's able to go out there and perform and do the things that we're asking him to do. On top of that, he's able to relentlessly run to the ball, which is a plus.
You moved him out of a little bit of necessity.
Yes.
Do you think he's better suited at this position than cornerback?
I do. I think Bennett came in as a corner, and then we tried to, near the end of camp, we tried to move him in as a nickel last season, and he did fairly well in there as a nickel. And so the kid can play corner. He played corner at Notre Dame, as we all know. But the fact that he's a big kid and he's learning the safety position, as we all know, these safeties, you have to be ready for three safeties to be on the field. And this kid who can go down and cover a slot receiver is going to be huge for us if he's one of the guys that we decide that's going to be in there with the first group. So it was out of the necessity, first moving Bennett. And so for the fact that he's able to pick up the defense and being able to regurgitate it back to us, it's been a plus for us.
How much of a game of catch-up has it been for Burhey? And over the first three practices, has he made strides in that?
He's made some strides. The question is, how much of a catch-up has it been for Burhey? And that, you know, again, he missed – the OTAs, he missed minicamp, and so for him to come back here in training camp, and it's just like him starting at the beginning, which it is, because he missed so much time in the off season, and so it is a learning curve for him. You see him out today and running around, and he's picking it up though, but it's definitely, he's behind the curveball right now a little bit.
Is he gaining ground?
He's, you know what, three practices, he's moving slowly, snail's pace.
You said you're going to try him.
Yep.
What are you seeing from him so far?
Smart kid. Mikael is one of those kids that he's able to take it from the classroom, it appears so far, and take it to the field, and even with the checks that we have on the back end. And so with him, again, being able to think and being able to be maybe a quarterback out on the field, that's what I see from him. He's a smart kid, and hopefully he'll be able to control the coverages today, and we'll see, along with the heat, see if they can think.
It's very early, but do you see Jackson being a productive member of the secondary?
I do.
Possibly starting?
Well, I see him being a productive member of the secondary. As far as the starter, again, it's wide open. There are no starters right now, but giving him an opportunity. Yesterday he went with the first group. Today he's going to go with the first group. And I told him, I said, once you get in there and you're able to step into a first-team role, don't give it back. Don't sit up here and have me turn around and throw another guy in there. So if you're in there as a starter with the first group, hold your position. And so it is very early. Again, we have no starters, but we have first team, second team. And I told him at the end of the day, however Mr. Mara, however Mr. Reese, however many guys that Coach Coughlin decides to keep, if it's four, you're all going to be starters. And you have to think of yourself that way. You cannot look at yourself as a backup. So the one thing that I like right now is rotating these guys around, because no one has a position locked down.
Will you work Thompson with Jackson today with the ones? Or are you rotating?
Yes, sir. That'll be the group that you'll see out there today with the ones. And so, you know, hey, hopefully these kids can go out there and perform and do the duties that we're asking them to do.
One of the things we noticed in practice is that you guys kind of run your fits, and you have both first and second unit on the field at the same time. It seems like something's back for you.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of that? What are you trying to get there?
The benefit of that is when you're out here and when we're going through jog-through, we're going through walk-through, and we're trying to get the guys to have multiple reps in practice. A lot of times it's hard just having one team out there and sending them through five or six plays, and then the second unit get out there five or six plays. So what we do is we stack them. You know, you go out there and stack your position. And so, therefore, you have the first and second team out there running the same reps that the guys would get if they were waiting. And so it's just a time saver, which has been good.
It's like physical, mental reps.
Both, definitely. Yes, sir.
Some guys have said that Landon's maybe a little more advanced.
Well, if he had gone to NC State, then he would have definitely be advanced. So I won't get into that as far as Alabama and all the schools. That to me, you know, he's coming from a good program. And so Landon is and has the ability, I should say, to probably be able to receive more information and to be able to go out and perform it because of the system that he came from up under. You know, talking about Nick Saban, who was a longtime NFL coach, and so the fact that he had that system down in Alabama, I would probably say that he maybe he's a little more pro-ready than some of the other guys who may have come from a smaller school, such as, I won't say that blue school in the state of North Carolina.